This is Akashwani, the news read by Hagiani. Campaigning for Lok Sabha elections is in full swing. Voting in the fourth phase will take place on the 13th of this month in 96 seats spread across 10 states and a union territory. As many as 1,717 candidates are in the fray for this phase. BJP senior leader and union minister Amit Shah today appealed to give one opportunity to BJP by providing it double-digit seats from the state. Addressing an election rally in support of BJP candidate Dr. Bura Narsaiya Gaur in Bhongir Lok Sabha constituency, he alleged that the BRS, which ruled the state for a decade, took care of its personal interest, while the Congress government, which got public mandate for 5 years, has made the state as an ATM. Mr. Shah alleged that the MIM, BRS and Congress have formed a triangle for appeasement politics in the state. Meanwhile, Congress senior leader Rahul Gandhi will be addressing election rallies at Narsapur and Sarur Nagar later this evening. BRS chief K. Chandrasekhar Rao will be holding a roadshow in Karim Nagar. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in Delhi this evening. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories: Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. The awards are given in various disciplines and fields of activities including art, social work, public affairs, science and engineering, trade and industry, medicine, literature and education, sports and civil service. The awards are announced on the occasion of Republic Day every year. The Election Commission of India has established a special polling booths at different locations in the national capital for Kashmiri migrants residing in Delhi to cast their votes for Lok Sabha elections. These booths have been established at Kashmir Resident Commission, 5th Prithviraj Road, Kashmir Kisan Ghad BR2, Shalimar Bagh, Arwachin International Public School, Pocket F, Dilshad Garden and GGSS Paprawat Najafgarh. Defence Secretary Giridhar Armane has stressed that self-reliance is crucial for the infrastructure development in the defence sector as the country cannot depend on others. Addressing the inaugural session at DRDO's National Symposium and Exhibition in New Delhi today, Armane said, "Atmanirbharta is not a mere slogan, it is crucial for the economic development of the nation." He said self-reliability helps in reducing the capital cost of infrastructure. Citing the example of delayed U.S. aid to Ukraine, Armane said there is no trusted friend in geopolitics and the country could not rely on others. Air India Express has terminated 25 of its senior crew members in case related with the cancellation of flights. Around 80 of Air India Express flights were cancelled following mass sick leave taken by several crew members without prior information. Today also, 85 of its flights will remain cancelled. Those affected may opt for a full refund or reschedule to a later date. Air India Express also confirmed that it will be operating 283 flights today, with Air India assisting it on 20 routes. CBI has arrested 11 people, including two cardiologists, in a medical nexus at New Delhi's Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital. The accused were allegedly collecting money from medical equipment suppliers, taking bribes from patients against fixing their appointments with doctors, and making fake medical certificates. The agency conducted raids at 15 locations of doctors and dealers and registered two FIRs against 15 people in this case. Our correspondent reports that this was the second major operation against doctor medical suppliers nexus in recent times. Last year, CBI had arrested a doctor of Safdarjung Hospital in a similar case. As mercury levels skyrocket across the nation, India finds itself in the grip of an unprecedented heat wave with temperatures soaring to alarming heights. April 2024 has etched its name in history as the warmest April globally since at least 1940. India is experiencing above normal temperatures in vast swaths of the country. Eastern and northeastern India have borne the brunt of the scorching heat, with April registering unparalleled temperatures. Benchmark equity indices were trading with a loss of over 1% in today's afternoon session due to continuous selling by FIIs. The hawkish stance of the US Fed has also dampened investor sentiments. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.